August 20th, 2008. It's the Watt from Pedro Show.
Neil Cassidy. Oh, really, really, Neil. His first love was the automobile. He drove a 34 Ford with suicide doors and a stick shift on the floor, dragging down Maine to Colfax Avenue, jumping in the backseat boulevard, kicked back and watching asses in the rear view, cruising past the high school, clock on the dash reading 10:18, past the neon diner, last stop for Benzedrine, and onward to another scene. Chicks would rob a joint just to buy him food, one hand on the wheel and the other in her mood. The blue-eyed kid and the wild-eyed Bobby Soxer, California surfer, tarot card sharks and word shooters. Found Anne Marie in Frisco like a hurricane cock, didn't need the Sexual Freedom League. Driving with me with white pills and pot, but was really addicted to the wheel. Come back to old San Francisco, flower children all over the street. Carried starstruck Anne Marie in his arms. The Denver kid, he never returns. Traded her old Chevrolet coupe for a Pontiac. Up the hills, down the curves, gear in, gear out, pump the brakes. Old Mother Ginsburg backseat driving, turning towards the Avalon. The door is arriving. Driving down the Van Ness, jumping parking meters. One hand on the gear shift, the other copping a feel. One hand up her dress, the other on the wheel. Stole a car in Denver just to hear it peel. Just like driving in the races. Stole a car in Denver just to hear it squeal. He moved so fast. He had one foot in Cincinnati and the other in Kalamazoo. Women knew just what to do, and I wanted to him to be true. Parked in front of Gough Street in a 50 red and white Plymouth Fury. Just back from seeing Kerouac in a hurry. Patrol car in the mirror, the old white and blacks. Drove past someone with little white pills heading into town. He jumped in the driver's seat and spun that Fury around. The roads were paved with powder, and all the way to Mexico, and train tracks shined in the moon. Did hard time for two reefers, and came out smoking some boo. First road warrior, never knew what he did wrong to. This is for Ronnie Ratback, Robert Brannaman. He was in the Doors movie. Rapid Ronnie Ratback Jive, Kansas, 1955. Doc Moonlight bought a brand new T-Bird from writing scripts, amphetamines, drove fast hard bodies over the high steps. 50 years ago, his daddy bought a mare in Dodge City. Wyatt Earp's grandson now owns a car lot in Wichita. Life on the high plains, borrowed in a pile of loans. I drove. Ronnie handed me pounds selected poems. Outside Zips Club, we smoked and pissed. Inside, Pack Rat picked his bass in bliss. His eyes rolled back in closed fret. Scoop up to do, de-bip to bip. From hep to hip to hop, beady-bop, next set. Like cat cartoon characters boing back, swinging man on an astrological star, his nose inhalers packed behind the bar, candy wrappers, Cosmos and Benzedrine, dragnet, luncheonette, make the scene, play it straight, if fate says best, really bad, half sad, oh fay, oh say, shuffle on down and slide away from the mass. Want a smiz, oak, a jizz, oint of grizz, ass, Robert, rapid, Ronnie, razamutin, ranama, thief, pimp, artist, hood, alias, barbital, Bob, stud, under the neon of Zips Club, his subterranean bellhop boyhood forays, met Kansas big intersections, wild mores, by the light from the stained glass windows, he sketched pictures between the shows, illuminated in gold-faced fading stories, he saw his dreams fly-specked with glory. He stuffed his pocket with dopes and dates of whores while he gazed too far beyond the gaily painted doors. Rapid Ronnie rides the moonlight high, pack rat, scoffed pills, and played a melodic, drank oxybiotic that made him neurotic. Jimmy Mammy, just out of the joint, heard Big Indian was gonna steal Doc's Thunderbird. Ronnie went along, reciting Pound's verse, riding the terrible crossroad of the universe. Big Indian let out a yell of centuries of pain, drove into the bulldog's tractor trailer lane. Jimmy Mammy broke a jaw and lay in years of highs. Ronnie grew old in secret under California skies. Big Indian lay dead, his eyes confused, staring at the heavens forever wider than his moon's new earth that refused him shelter from the great white spider.
What from Pedro Show? Started off this August 20th, 2008 edition. It's been 3 weeks. Sorry, but a bunch of stuff came up. Wasn't able to do a show. Because I would have if I could have. But I couldn't. So I didn't. Hey, Brother Matt.
That makes total sense. Howdy.
Well, this makes more sense. We started the show off John Coltrane doing Route 4. And after that was Charles Plymell doing a poem of his live sometime last year. For Neil Cassidy, we lived with for a time in San Francisco. Neil Cassidy, otherwise known as Dean Moriarty in the On the Road book. Yeah,
Cowboy Neil at the wheel.
Yeah. I think a Denver cat, if I'm not mistaken. Charlie's from Wichita. Now, Charlie, the last tour run for Stooges, a lot of interesting things. But one of them was between two gigs, New York City and Baltimore. There was a day off, and I took the train to Philly and did a gig with Charlie, Charles Plymell.
Yeah, bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Something that Byron Coley put on, and I read two poems and then played solo bass while Charlie read poems. And that was very interesting. Maybe I should kill the fucking monitor. No more stereo watt, if that's okay. He did a version of this Neil poem. He did a lot of stuff. And pretty much a pants shooter for me. I mean, to read the poems first, then get on the bass. And the bass is the first gig I ever done with it. For everybody out there, I don't have a little bass anymore. big donate.
Man.
After the Montreal gig on the 4th of February. February. August. Wasn't that long ago. 2 weeks and 2 days. We had a great gig at this, some Indian word, Oshinaga, I think. Festival in Montreal, beautiful thing. We went on after Cat Power. Cat Power was great. Got to see Jim White and Sean again. She sang her brains out, and we went up there. And so the little bass had to go out. It went out with a strong gig, I think. And, well, we didn't know it yet, because in the morning when we were about to go to Toronto, the next gig, truck which was parked out in front of the front hatch of the tail was gone. They found it the next day, about five blocks away. Everything cleared out except for two mic stands. I was philosophical about it. I thought, well, you know, I had to go. There was a weird thing that happened in the gig. We were playing L.A. Blues. Now, I'm not that gentle with bass and stuff, so I had a big, long screws for the strap, you know. And sure enough, in L.A. Blues, the strap came off. I was fucking him accidentally on purpose. And it was a little rough. A little soft and gentle, but not... No. And, yeah, the screw on the bottom... I don't know what you call them. You know, it's the front and the bottom. The one that's towards my right side when I'm playing. It came out, and she didn't hit the deck. I caught her, but it was like, whoa. Then when I thought about it the next day, it was like, maybe she was trying to tell me, you got to let go, Watt. I got to go. So, it's out there. You know, like I said, I was philosophical about it. And in a way, I was feeling much more sorry for Ronnie and Scotty losing their stuff. Ronnie lost two signature Reverend guitars and two stacks of Marshalls. Scotty lost his drum set. The two mic stands were left.
Wow.
And those are Iggs. And their legs are cut short and kind of valuable collector things. So. Now, got home and then did three... Warped Tour gigs with Tom and Raul, Miss Him Man. And the last one here was in Carson. You went to that, Brother Matt. And a Montreal promoter was there. I'm old friends with the Warped Tour boss, Kevin, and he introduced me to this cat. He knows Diane Webster, a guy I've done a lot of gigs with in Montreal. And hey, Watt, I hope you don't hate the town. In fact, I did a lot of... I put the word... The Road Boss Eric had me put the word out, you know, and it... Got on everything, AP Wire, and the Canadian broadcast company, maybe three radio ones and two TV ones, interviews I did on it, and they were all concerned that I was going to hate their town, and I had to tell them, you know, that I was robbed in San Pedro here with a gun in Georgie's Bad, in fact, and I didn't move. When those things happen, I don't hate the town. So anyway, this promoter man was telling me, expressing the same kind of things. Then he said he was talking with Montreal police. And a lot of this has been happening the last 6-7 months. And their thoughts, it's some mafia, Russian mafia, kind of expert gang thing, putting shit in cans and then shipping overseas right away. So, I don't know. I look forward to going to Russia in September. We got a gig in St. Petersburg and one in Moscow with the Stooges. And I know it's a little rough now. Problems in Georgia.
And,
but hopefully it calms all out and all the... There was a weird op-ed piece in the New York Times by Michael Gorbachev, you know, and I mean, the whole idea of war for a solution for anything, but uh, hope it gets calmed out and yeah, it's hard to find words for it. You want a calm kind of thing. Yeah, maybe we go over there, play some music, and it'll be okay.
Make him dance.
Sure don't want him to feel afraid. And a trippy thing about that thievery and stuff was the next gig was Toronto. And there was the Gibson people there let me use a bass for the gig. Ronnie called it Johnny One Note because it wasn't sounding that good. It kind of looked like my other one, a powder blue. But this cat named Andy drove up from Constableville, New York, a little town upstate. And he gave me he thought it was a 1965, but I found now with some research with the serial numbers and the product codes on the volume and tone controls, it's a 1969 Gibson EB3.
Wow.
And the first gig I played with it was backing up.
Right on Andy, how cool.
Charlie, yeah, so now I call it the Andy bass.
Righteous.
Yeah, Pat Smear gave me a Germs circle to put on it. Don Bowles gave me a shirt. The blue circle, you know, he's the Olympic. So I wore it over the flannel. He was always kind of hot, a little bit. I said, fuck it, I'm going to wear it. Had the collar out.
He gets rocked.
Or my England flannel.
I got up close so I could hear you guys. I guess you could get to hear all the bands at once.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the way the Warped Tour, there's maybe 85, 90 bands and maybe 8, 10 stages. And they're setting up in a parking lot, so some of the stages ain't that far away from each other. So, it's you kind of miming on it.
Yeah, you know? Close you can hear okay, though.
Okay. Or you get a neat kind of blend, a meld of band flavor. Hey, there's a knock at the hatch here, Brother Matt. Maybe it's Miss Peak.
Hey, it is. Welcome.
Oh, Miss Peak, welcome aboard. Yeah, slam that hatch. Do the Muay Thai on it. I mean the multiple...
Right.
What's it called?
Thank you.
Multiple martial art discipline.
That's right. The door gets it.
You've got to come up with a better handle for that.
Yeah, well, I will save those things for you.
For me? Miss Peak.
Hi.
Now use the boom voice.
Booster.
Booster?
The Peak Booster. Yes, please. Please sedate me with every drugs you have.
It's just Cerveza, Peak.
Ethanol.
Chips.
Ciao.
Ceviche.
Ceviche.
Brother Matt got some on the way home from work.
Thank you.
We're talking about a Warped Tour.
I saw you too.
Miss Peak accompanied us to all three gigs, except bailed out.
Last day. I had enough. Yeah.
They cut out early.
Yeah, I kind of had.
I thought your skin could take the sun.
Yeah, well, apparently
Raymond
not.
Raymond came too. You know.
Oh yeah.
I brought him.
Cool. Oh, he was standing like feet from you.
Yeah. Within feet.
Yeah, like about 12.
12 feet?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he had to be like one of the tallest guys there.
Yeah.
The average age kind of young?
Average age was like 6, 7.
No.
There's some kids.
Not that young, but there was some kids with their parents.
And
parents.
I met some parents there because it was a hassle to go to the ATM. They had all that stuff to buy and there was no ATM.
Yeah.
You know, so, and there was no in and out. But there's an ATM on the other side of Home Depot Center.
Right.
And one of the guards would let you go in and out if you brought back and showed them the receipt with your stuff.
What?
So he had this little system going. So I got over there. It was like a half hour wait. When I left, it was like a 2 hour wait.
Oh,
the exact line they put up. But I met some parents over there. Yeah, that was a trip.
There was a group in the early 80s in Orange County called Parents of Punkers. And it was like a support group. You know, what are we going to do? Our kids are punk. Now look at the punker parents bringing their kids to the punk shows. I mean, albeit the punk shows are a little different, but I think Kevin Lyman puts on a good thing there, man. A lot of cats get their shot. Now, what they do with their shot, yeah, we need to stoke the originality fires. They don't know how open the trip is. They don't have to really go to formula. Mm-hmm. Man, you could do... And Kevin, for the last four gigs, putting on that old school stage. That was so great.
Great. That was cool.
Sorry.
That was a, you know, some of those guys I hadn't seen in a long time.
How long has they put on the old school stage? Like, how many years?
No, I think maybe they did one day last year, but this was the first time they did a couple days, 4 days.
But been happening?
Oh, no, fuck it. I think that's the 14th. This is the 14th. Fear, Dickies, those bands have been around for 30 years. Mm-hmm. Levy Ving is living in SoCal again. It was great to see him, man. He was cooking.
Dickies.
He's got a whole new version of Fear.
All right, slowly but
different
surely.
Guys.
I've been reviewing how much I don't know about anything. Because you're like, okay, did you get the pictures of the Dickies and stuff? I'm like, okay, I didn't know who they were.
The Dickies are the band that played after...
The one with the cow suit in the beat.
Germs.
Right? Hello. There's a ton of people are walking in. A ton.
The
like
Germs played after... The Germs played after... Fear, and Fear played after me, and before me was D.I.?
This is which
name? I mean, these cats...
M.I.A.
M.I.A.? Oh, yeah, tragic thing. You know, I did a gig with them about a year ago, and their singer slipped on the ice in Chicago and got killed.
Oh, man.
Yeah, nice guy. So they had a different singer. I think they were originally from Las Vegas and then moved to Orange County. Not as old as Fear and Dickies and stuff, but Germs. Of course,
goodies. You need anything, you guys?
Of course, the Germs don't have Darby anymore, so it's a lot different. Does this cat know what we're doing, the radio show? And,
authentic experience.
And so we got a young man, Shane, singing, but I thought he did a great job.
Yeah, they were cool.
I mean, that'd be intense shoes to fill. Mm-hmm. You gotta watch putting stuff on the show because the microphone.
Because I'm not aware that you're doing a radio show.
Oh yeah, TSOL too. Jack and Ron and Mike.
They were funny.
There was a lot of people I haven't seen for a while. I've seen Jack in the last couple of years. Of course, Pat and Don. I saw them when they first got back together for that move. I guess the movie's out now. There's a movie called What We Do Is Secret about the Germs. And Shane plays Darby in the movie.
Oh, right.
That's why they call him the actor. I guess he was an actor, too, on TV and stuff. And he's a real nice kid. He's from Louisiana. I really liked them. And to see the cats from the old days, too. Stan and Leonard from the Dickies. Casey and D.I. Casey was a drummer, the first drummer for the Adolescents. And then he went off to do his own band, D.I. They all... I'm not trying to be... I mean, I think all the other bands, too, were great. I mean, all the younger people, the emo and the... pop punk, and there was a great band from Jacksonville I saw, Florida, called Whole Wheat Bread. Did you see them? Black Power Trio?
They
at first, you know,
noon.
I was looking at this paper of all the names, and me and Pat thought for sure it was a hippie band by the name.
No,
and then when I
go,
went and checked
thing.
Them out, and they were rocking. It wasn't a hippie band at all. And very interesting band.
It was the GBH, but they were on
I saw them.
You,
I saw them. Now, they're from the old days, but they weren't on the old stage school.
They're on
old school stage. But then they were from England, so maybe that's why. Because all these dudes, it was all the old school stage bands were SoCal. And I think the connection was Kevin coming up, you know? They were around when he was... Because Kevin comes, he works his way up from... he didn't start off as a tour boss, you know? He was loader man, helper man. And, yeah, it's pretty intense, his story. It'd be good to have him on the show.
Yeah, cool upgrade from schlepping gear.
Making it happen. Yeah, but he still schleps gear if it has to be done. You know, he's never... And that is a hard hustle to run. You know, all them buses, all that stuff.
Yeah, that was a huge
you put it up, you tear it down, and you're in the parking lots. It's the longest running U.S. tour now. There's no more traveling tours left, if you notice.
Wow.
Yeah, Lollapalooza is one town now. And I think the SoCal one had, the Carson one had 23,000. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, that was packed.
It's pretty econo, too, for one of those things, you know, compared to... I guess what's going to be a move is to more like Europe, where you have festivals.
It seemed like it was pretty fun for a lot of those young bands, because they were all saying this has been the greatest time of our lives.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty neat that they were getting off on it so much.
And you got to be young. I mean, 10, 12, 14 hours in the sun.
And they got fed.
Yeah. Yeah, I hung out in the beer tent.
God, bang, there's hardly any shade. You know? But people are... It's a lot different than when I was at concerts as a young person with people wasted and just,
yeah.
You know what I mean? The wasted element is so much lower than people laying around puking and shit. That's a lot different.
That's what was missing. In fact, that's what I was missing.
You were missing that?
Yeah.
Yeah, what was your take on it, Peak?
My take on it, I was kind of...
Besides not knowing anybody.
Yeah, which is kind of like my thing anyway, going into something that I have no knowledge about. Like, you know, hanging
like
out with
rush
you,
gig.
That, hanging out with you, hanging out with Wilco, whatever.
Wilco. Was Wilco done a Warp Tour?
I don't think so. That would...
Yeah, but what are your thoughts to the Warp Tour?
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, like, I kind of going into it, like, anthropological type surveillance sort of, like, my thought is, like, there's a bunch of kids... I don't know, I'm a negative person, so I don't know, I should follow you on your very encouraging words about the bands and the people. Oh, one thing that impressed me the most...
What I was saying was there's opportunity, I think you can really go for it if you want to. There's still the Lord of the Flies thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
People feel group pressure to be conformist.
Yeah, but I actually know
and
that.
And still, I mean, maybe that's just a theory... But the theory was, it's embedded in human nature.
Yeah.
That they want to go for lynch mobs and things, beautiful things like that.
But that is if you are stuck in a confined environment, you know? Like, if you're not on an island, I think you can just run off. I mean, you just don't have to group together and try to outpower somebody else. But, I don't know, I just feel...
You want to be truant from school?
The what?
Truant?
Sorry.
Truant means you don't go to school. It's
oh, okay, sorry.
Right, your police can arrest you for being truant, right?
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, that's what I got to deal with because my students are independent study students. So they're always roaming the streets during school hours. So
and the cops are scouting.
But I give them get out of jail free cards. Yeah. And if they're nice, the cops are cool.
Yeah.
But I wasn't impressed with the band so much, except a couple bands.
Right.
Like, I did stumble up on a band that is full of bells and whistles, nothing but just shows. But I ended up liking it because it went all out. Family Force 5, that was. It's really.
Oh, yeah, I saw them.
Yeah, they're really funny.
Yeah.
They're just clowning
did
around.
Did you like Oreska Band?
The which one?
From
oh, yeah. I'd really like them because they're cute and they. Yeah, sorry.
They could play.
They're
high school people.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All girls ska band from Japan. Yeah, I got to watch them a little bit. They were like playing next to your stage. on the.
Yeah, Brother Matt was saying the stages were kind of close, so you had to get in on.
Yeah, those two especially.
Yeah, they were right.
Like you could look at the guy, do a tandem singing.
Yeah.
Sing-alongs. The sound was blasting, too.
Yeah, that band I liked. But they kind of very, almost like too. I don't know, maybe they really
okay, did. Okay, let's drop the kids for a minute. What'd you think of old school stage?
Old school stage, actually, it was really funny. I just. okay.
Because you're too young to really know old school.
I was just too out of place in general, in anywhere I go. Well.
It was, the heads were right there.
Well, I wouldn't go to porta potty ever.
You would suffer.
I would rather go into the bushes.
Where was the bushes there? There's a parking lot.
I know, but.
Cal State Dominguez. And the velodrome was right by there, they built for the Olympics.
Yeah, I tore that down already.
It's inside. Raymond went into it.
Oh, yeah?
Big banked track.
Yeah, they used to have concerts there. That was a great place for shows.
Yeah, but the Warped Tour is usually done in the parking lot, so even if it's at a venue, it's in the parking lot of the venue.
Mm.
It's just the way the stage is set up and everything, and the booths. So, again,
I like the old school stage because it's more mellow.
You thought the bands were mellow?
The whole area is mellow. Because, like, the two of the three shows, actually was less, I think the location in Carson, I thought for sure that it's going to be a completely forgotten corner, but it wasn't really. I think that more people were participating and anticipating bands there than the other two shows. So the three crowds are all young crowds, but actually they are different. You know, like San Diego, San Francisco.
Chula Vista.
And Chula Vista, Mountain View, and Carson. They're all different. Like, the crowds are really different. The one in San Diego, I think, is the least impressive because
they were great to play for.
Wear a lot of makeups.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. I actually enjoyed in contrast the old school more because there seems to be more. But that's me because I like there's history, there's relationship, there's community that you guys is, you know, been through. It's like old friends seeing each other, kind of.
Yeah, it was funny when you see them there. Yeah, we're both still alive.
Yeah, kind of like that.
There was a lot of that.
Yeah.
Because there's some of us that aren't. Not. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're on the skateboard ramp. That was cool.
Oh, yeah, Tony Alva was there too, you know?
Yeah, I was over there for a while. There was some weird stuff going on at the DJ stage.
Yeah?
What weird stuff that I missed?
People DJing with guitars or stuff around their neck, just
that's a new thing. Yeah. Yeah, try to show both that they too can also play an instrument with electronic music.
Two dudes playing laptops with matching get-ups and guitars and dancing coordinated. It was kind of weird.
I suppose the idea could work, but I haven't seen one that works yet.
Yeah. Trippy concept.
Yeah.
Poor execution.
Yeah.
Maybe it's in baby stage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're pioneers.
True. But I don't know. I'm kind of really a bit pessimistic about kids this generation because it seems to be in a lost cause kind of.
God, you didn't know my generation then. You think these kids are lost, man?
Well, I'm sure I can say that about majority of people at any time because.
And they were way conformist in the 70s.
I would say
more than now.
Yeah.
Not open-minded to different musics.
Mm-hmm. No, not even.
Not even. I think nowadays way more.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
I remember Mike Brinson was the first punk rock dude in my school. Yeah. And everybody really tripped on him hard, you know? And he was a total pioneer. He was not even shy about it.
He lives in Indiana now. He comes back all the time.
Yeah, Vinny said he seen him.
Yeah, he was not shy. In fact, he got fiercer.
Yeah.
But I don't know, something about being nonchalant and open about everything is kind of new trend. I'm so cool, I can accept it. Yeah. But in a fashionable way, somehow, I guess, I guess that's okay. I'm sorry, I'm difficult. I just want people
fighting over.
I want
dance.
People to have more reason to do what they do.
Yeah, they're still developing. They're still coming on. Yeah, give them a shot. I think.
Okay.
They're still works in progress. Well, we all should be, but they are biologically still. Yeah. While we're dying, we turn the corner and are slowly dying. But I was very impressed by the old school stage bands playing so intense.
Oh, yeah, they're into it.
Nobody, you know, the walkers were thrown aside, pushed open. They were playing hard, all of them. Nobody was playing calm. No one was just doing the do. Everybody went for it. They were playing sharp.
You know what, Lisa, your friend said? You know, she said, like, if you put these bands together back in the days and said, 20 years from now, would you do a reunion? They would say, fuck no. And yeah, then they were.
People probably didn't think they were going to live that long.
That's true.
People, that scene was a crazy scene. People lived very hard. Very hard. So people that made it through have a different kind of wisdom. And I think they cherish the time you have. And want to make of it. Everybody was talking plans.
Bonus time.
About doing musics and stuff. It was really a great spirit around. You know? It was. And there was no rivalry. That's a great thing about the Warped Tour, too. Everybody plays a half hour and then Kevin picks the times of the bands in the morning. So no one knows when they're going to play for that day.
That's tricky. Yeah.
And, well, it keeps people from just showing up right before they play. They all have to get there. And also, just a half hour each. No big headliner, little mouse opening. It's a good thing in a lot of ways. I was proud to be part of it. Very honored. And let's play some music from some of the bands that were there.
Cut your wrist, but you don't pain. Change your mind. pretend you're cool. Let's sense business, yeah, yeah. Let's pretend you're cool. Dying in problems, you're by stealing a piss. Is your life to live or is it for kiss? Get dirt in the face of the angry men. Stand on your chair, so don't let me in. Stand in the light, cause you know you can't grind. Pretend you're delicious. Let's pretend you're cool. Let's pretend suspicious, yeah, yeah. Let's pretend you're cool. I'll you now.
is that there are no rules. Second rule, same as the first. Skate and destroy all your life. Never give up until you die. Skate or die. Skate or die. Skate or die. Skate or die. Skate all day, skate all night. Grab your board and destroy. Seek an attack on the system. Never give up until you die. Skate or die. Skate or die. Skate or die. Skate or die.
Watt from Pedro Show. We get into that chunk of music from bands that played the Warped Tour 2008, old school stage. Started with Bloodstains by Agent Orange, then Let's Pretend by The Germs, I Don't Care About You by Fear, The Dickies with Give It Back, then an old demo from TSOL called Wash Away, and finally Skate or Die by D.I. And again, it wasn't so much nostalgia or sentimental crap as much as just good feeling to be with veteranos. Everybody seeing each other and playing for each other. And hey, if some young people got turned on to it, and they were tripping on it. That one gig, I think it was Mountain View, I said, did you ever think about being an old punk rocker, or is it just a phase? And that might have been a little mean. You know, because I didn't get to see any old punk rockers when I was a young punk rocker. So I'm just tripping on their experience about it. The only thing new is you finding out about it. It's all right. Interesting what they do with it. It's always been interesting. Because I never thought punk was a style of music, you know. Just opportunity, let freak flag fly. Of course, sometimes, you know, you're bucking against a lot of social conditioning and stuff. On the other hand, any farmer would tell you, if you want a good crop, use a lot of manure. What do you got to say about that? Just speak.
I don't know. Okay. I have to I'll get back to you on it.
I'm into that honest reaction.
You are not into honest reaction?
I'm into it, way into it.
Well, I'll get back to you.
Like you said, you didn't know of any of the history and all this and that.
That's right.
I don't blame you. But you could tell me probably a lot about Rush. You have selective... Like most humans, it's all right. It's all right. Don't worry. No judgments.
Oh,
at the end of the first hour of the August 20, 2008 Watt from Pedro Show, hold tight for hour two. August 20, 2008, it's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro Show. We start the second hour off with Sunbeam from Yukahana. Memory, a demo from Yuki Kawana. And then Crystal Silence from Jeannie Keiko. And something off Boris's new album, You Put Up Your Umbrella. And we're going to follow that up with some Spin Cycle from Brother Matt.
Cool.
Thank you. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that.
Cool.
Installment of the spin cycle.
New toy is breaking.
Yeah, now talk about this new stuff you got.
Well, all the old stuff was broken down. It had so much dirt and crap from many Burning Mans.
Right.
And so I got some new gear. Got little technology upgrade. Got the tractor pulling it into the Mac laptop.
Right.
And got some new CD players.
Right.
The new mixer.
Right.
All plugged in together for the first time ever.
Said adios, sayonara to the Behringer.
Yeah, crap.
All right, and for you folks' information, this was the very first time he used it. Huh?
Baby test. We were plugging it in.
Pedro shirt.
We were plugging it in before we started.
Right. But he who dares. Dares.
Yeah, I wasn't afraid at least.
No. No, so extreme bravery.
I'm afraid of you.
All right, let's listen to this.
Thank you. gentle, elderly man with a long, white beard and a faraway look in his wise, old eyes. Small, bad-tempered eyes. Very pleasant. Very, very, very pleasant. Very pleasant and interesting.
Very
you
silly.
Are. You're very silly. And they say, ah, yes, well, very, 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 very snack.
Spin cycle there. Thank you, Dan. We heard Earthquake Heart by the Dirt Bombs, and then For the Little Dudes by Evangelista, Pedro Girl, Carla Boslich.
Cool.
And finally, Small Bad Tempered Eyes from Position Normal.
Right, just saw
Peak.
Cool article about Carla and Weekly.
Because she's torn. She's playing around.
She was just playing here last week. Same day that you played at Chula Vista?
Chula Vista.
Yeah, she was playing at the Echo.
And that's why I couldn't go.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Well, we're at the end of the second hour, August 20, 2008. Edition of Watt for Peter Show, hold tap for hour three. August 20th, 2008, it's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show. Here's something new from Free Kitten. It's called Seasick.
Thank you. can see her brighter than the day. She's never home, she's not alone. Watch her hands try to find the keys, playing me new melodies. Wear your prize for a day too long, we're whistling your baby song. Tiptoe to the television room, her light is on, she's leaving soon.
She wants to, I'll do.
Watt from Pedro Show. Started off the third hour with Seasick from Free Kitten, which kind of inspired a discussion amongst us.
That was a great life.
Puke memories. Brother Matt, right?
Yeah,
I heard
some
on the radio so intense it made you start puking.
Yeah, it was crazy. And all the highlight reels of working on the Catalina boats.
Catches. That's some actual stuff. Physical there. Maybe your Twine, your driving was kind of
weird. I've been accused of driving like a taxi driver.
Mountain roads, right?
Yeah. Change that topic real quick, eh?
Yeah. Watching the street poles go by, fence posts.
That was a crazy
I know cats who can't even take them on the first few tours they can't read. Just the book, they haven't learned to bounce the book with the road, so they're holding it all still and their head's bobbing. And
motion sickness.
Pretty soon they're, ready to puke. Because, you know, the theory is dinosaurs.
They're
actually related.
They're
not
birds.
Related to lizards and
stuff.
Yeah,
the birds. More bird-like. Yeah, if you read into that theory, it's easy to draw the correlation. And you look at a bird, it's like, oh, yeah, I could see the T-Rex in that fucking little barrel.
Yeah, there's actually bones in the hip and the ankle.
Yeah.
They're really close, yeah.
True, yeah.
So, and there was a feathered dinosaur.
Mm-hmm.
It had a leather bill with teeth,
mm-hmm.
but it had feathers.
It was a Platypusosaurus, I think it was called, right?
Archaeopteryx. Have you ever seen a platypus? They're a trip. They got to separate the men and the women because of they got a spike. They got web feet and like beaver coat and beaver tail. And
yeah, they're all confused.
And the leather, the duck bill is kind of leathery.
Yeah.
Trippy.
Mm-hmm.
And they lay eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because you know this idea of Pangaea, huh?
Yeah.
Where it was all one continent.
Right.
In Australia, they think, broke off really early.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is Madagascar. It has life that's like lemur.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie Plimel was telling me Burroughs gave a lot of money to organizations to help the lemur.
Burroughs?
William S. Burroughs.
Mm-hmm.
You ever read his last book? It's all about cats. He's in love with cats.
Here's
some more music.
like in New Orleans, you are now all under martial law. And whatever happened to America, land of the free, yeah, but not me. Give us your poor, you're tired, you're weak, and while you're at it, give George Bush and his corporation. Oops, I meant his administration, give them all of your money. You see, they don't care about the poor, they care about money and oil, which equals death and war. But we say now is the time to stand and fight and take back our country from those in power. I know they have the guns, but we've got the hope of standing together and take back what's ours.
Somebody's screaming something, they never seen it coming. The streets are bleeding and all you can see is people running. Got a repercussion. This pledge allegiance doesn't mean you got your freedom present. That shit to me ain't nothing. I ain't gonna bow down to no man, no flag. Should I take my own stand, to myself in both hands? This land ain't your land. This is for me and mine. So let my people shine. Fuck your folks, man. I represent the voices of the weak and poor. Getting their point of it for me for more. And usually all the greedy horns turn it back on my community to go compete in wars.
This is the state of the nation.
They got your name at the station.
Nation.
Watt from Pedro show. You just heard Contra by Light. And before that was Aya by Many Birthdays. I was telling folks here that I love the name of that band. I can relate to it. Symbol of Hope by Whole Wheat Bread. That's a band I saw at the Warped Tour. We were looking, you know, there's 85, 90, 95 bands every day. So you look at the list paper of bands playing, and some of these names of these bands were like, whoa. And I thought for sure that it was a hippie band. Whole Wheat Bread. So I go to check them out, and they're three brothers from Jacksonville in a power trio rocking. And then it dawned on me, oh yeah, white bread, whole wheat bread. Yeah. And to do with hippies.
I regretted I missed it.
And we started off with The Word by Devin Hoff, solo string bass.
Devin.
And Abandoner of Peak. Twan, there's got to be something on your mind.
Pretty much always. I'm not quite sure where it is.
It's right enunciated.
A little bit pilled up right now.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Nobody's hurt. His back is.
Yeah.
They did an MRI. There's two bulges. No mm-hmm. surgery, right? But
no, no surgery, but lots of opiates.
Yeah. Good.
Nice.
Mm, nice.
Good vibe, healing vibes on you.
Mm-hmm.
And
we mic'd up here? Can you actually hear me?
He uses that space.
Get closer. Is that mic on?
Yeah. I'm looking forward to going out and trying out this upright surf with Brother Matt on Saturday. That's what I'm
The where? The where?
You got one?
No, no, but I've been talking to the dude down at Extreme Line about busting out some demos. So, yeah, I've been doing my homework and ready for some action.
Is it upright, what's it called?
Stand up paddle.
Stand up paddle. And they jam, because it draws no water.
Yeah, it looks pretty fun.
Yeah. It looks surreal.
I saw it for my first time today down at Royal Palms.
Yeah, I kayaked there. I've got a given, gone by me.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I was given one, but it's still in Long Beach. I can't fit it in my boat. It's 14 feet long.
No shit.
Yeah, it's about this wide.
No, yeah,
they're huge.
Yeah.
They're
heavy?
So. No, it's like a surfboard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just big and bulky and awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, my kayak's 9.5 feet. It just fits.
Mm-hmm.
This baby, you know, it's Silbert Smitty's pad.
Mm-hmm.
I got bad knees, too. I'm afraid a little bit about standing up like that. You know, sitting in a little hole. A little more calm for what? In fact, tomorrow's my last paddle for tour. Because it's Thursday. Let's hear some more music. We'll be right back.
Made me like the Babylonian cup. shoots innumerable. Giggle and chuckle, keep on laughing, with no differentiation between high and low and rich and poor. Speaking about nothing of importance, pull out with a loud voice, with a bracelet on the big outer garment. Those who assume importance are the ones respected and appraised today. Once you speak, you go too far, playing a bad game on the Japanese chess. Nothing alone, matching the tone of the opponent. A strict plan becomes necessary.
started our final chunk of music for this evening with An Endless Contortionist and a piece, Ushida Movement 1, Matokanda and her crew.
Cool. All
right. She did Gentleman by the Mat.
Yeah. Hello.
Watson did a big one.
Yeah, he was going up, man. Right. Wales.
Then we had 5471 with Ceiling Detuned. And then Epilogue by Zipace. And finally, Mockingbird Comes Calling You by Black Moth Super Rainbow. Remember, I was asking Mr. Tom, where'd you get that name? He said, well, you know, I've always wanted to have a band called that. Everybody. Thanks for joining me. It's Peak, Brother Matt.
Yeah.
Twan, Sama. First time to Pedro.
Yeah.
First time on Watt from Pedro show.
Pedro.
First time.
Twofer.
Papa Cherry.
Welcome aboard.
Popped it twice.
Our stereo. I go off tour. I'm going to try to do a show in Germany. So on the road, Watt from Pedro show. And then come back and rejoin Brother Matt here in the Love Grotto on the Pleasure Point. Till then, this has been August 20th, 2008, Watt from Pedro show. Keep your powder dry.